Existing eviction protections are set to expire at the end of the month. The proposed pandemic relief legislation hammered out in the Senate over the weekend will extend unemployment insurance benefits. It will also extend eviction protections to renters and homeowners, but just through the end of January of 2021. But many questions remain, and hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians are facing housing insecurity. Hayden Mittman spoke with Charlotte Keith of Spotlight PA, an independent, nonpartisan newsroom covering state government. He asked Keith about what's at stake for people who face the possibility of eviction.
Yeah, it's really setting up kind of a financial cliff for hundreds of thousands of people across the state. It's both the end of this federal eviction ban, which goes through the end of the year, and the expiration of some emergency unemployment benefits that were created in the CARES Act earlier in the year. Now, it's not impossible that a deal could be worked out in Congress to extend those protections or renew those programs or make more funding available. And so right now, I think what a lot of people are grappling with is just the uncertainty that there is still a possibility there could be some funding that comes through and this crisis could be averted or at least postponed. But I think if that doesn't happen, a lot of people are very concerned that hundreds of thousands of families will be facing very difficult decisions in the new year.
And now correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard as many as 240,000 Pennsylvanians at risk of eviction, and they owe something to the tune of $958 million in rent. How can we bridge that gap? In the past, I know the state and I guess the CDC has come in, brought in protections at the last minute. This is still mounting. What about landlords? How is anybody ever going to recoup these losses?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the CDC eviction ban that's been in place since September is definitely helpful and has kept a lot of people in their homes. It's not perfect. It has loopholes. But one of the big issues that advocates have long pointed out with it is that it doesn't do anything to provide financial assistance to help people catch up on the rent that they owe. So it means that they can't be removed from their homes because of the rent they owe. But a lot of people then just have these accumulating rental balances that are now in the thousands and thousands of dollars. And so experts that I spoke to say funding on this scale for rent relief really has to come from Congress again, like, you know, another version of the CARES Act. Unless at least some of that is made up, there will be ripple effects, you know, for landlords who have to pay property taxes, mortgages, and upkeep for the properties, as well as for renters who could lose their homes.
You talked to some individuals throughout the state who are facing eviction or have those concerns of the what they're going to owe when the world gets back together, I guess. How are they feeling? What outlets have they been able to try and stay in their home?
Well, I think one challenge that people have had is just understanding the constantly changing rules about what protections there are and what help is out there, because it's confusing. There are several different ways you can get help paying back some of your rent. You know, there was this state program that's now closed. There are some county programs. There are also nonprofits, churches, and other local programs. They all have different rules. And then there have been several different eviction bans in place since the beginning of the pandemic, each, you know, with slightly different rules. And so just staying on top of that and understanding what their rights are, what they should be most concerned about, what they should be planning for, that's a real struggle for a lot of people. I think it's also just very nerve-wracking to know that in a very real way, the future of, you know, your family in the next month could depend on these negotiations in Washington that feel a million miles away and completely out of your control. One woman I spoke to said it's almost too stressful for her to watch the news now because she just feels there's so much riding on those talks.
What should people do if this is a concern of theirs? How can they protect themselves?
Absolutely, the first thing that I would recommend is to talk to a lawyer or a legal aid organization who may be able to offer advice or representation at no cost, because although there are general principles of how evictions work and rights that tenants have, everyone's case is different. And so lawyers can really offer, you know, the best advice. But the other thing I would say is just, you know, that there are still programs that offer help. And the other thing to remember is that, you know, eviction is a process. And so simply having an eviction filed against you doesn't automatically mean that you will have to leave or that you have to leave when that happens. Everyone has a right to have a court hearing. And in many situations, there is some room to work something out with a landlord or to kind of come to some sort of compromise. And so even though it is very stressful and scary to have an eviction filed against you, it's just the beginning of the process. It's not the end.
That was Charlotte Keith of Spotlight PA talking with WLVR's Hayden Mittman.